You know, the Bible says that the body without the spirit is dead. I thought about when we were singing, there ain't no grave for them. Hold my body down. I thought, Lord, there ain't no grave, but we let circumstances and situations and things around us hold us down. But you know, one of these days we're going to fly away. You know what? When that spirit of God is inside of you, you don't have to be down. You can fly anytime. Praise the name of the Lord. His spirit just dwelling within you is all that we need. I believe I read in the book in the Old Testament where they threw this boy in on Elijah's grave, and he had the anointing in his bones, and he rose up and became alive. You know, it's the anointing of God. It's the Holy Spirit that keeps us motivated. Now, they think that we Pentecostals have to have a fast song to get stirred up, but that's not true. We can wake up in the morning and be alive and stoned because Jesus said it. Good. Hallelujah. We can lively stones.
I believe Jesus told some of them, it was a fallen angel. He said, if you'd know me, you'd have known my Father too. Yeah. You didn't know me, that's why you don't know him.
That's right.
Because when you see me, you see him.
That's right.
And when you feel me, you feel him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If that's the case, then we ought to be searching for him every day, reaching out. Amen.
Amen.
We ought to be. Because listen, Jesus walked among them and some of them didn't even recognize him.
That's true.
Are we in the same boat today? 1 Thessalonians 5 and 12 says like this. We beseech you that you know them that labor among you.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Got it up there yet, brother? 1 Thessalonians. T-H-E-S-S. It's like Mississippi. Am I crooked leg, crooked leg? I'm back, come back out. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 12. I've got it right here, though. I just want them to read it. And we beseech you, brother, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. That word admonish means correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm going to talk about knowing the labor. I get these good ones for some. Thank you. I get these good ones for some reason or another. I said, honestly, Lord, let Brother Bill have some of them brothers. Let him preach all the good ones. But this has got to be. We are among the laborers, and we've got skilled laborers, and we've got laborers that's unskilled.
That's right.
I mean, no, I'm talking about in the workforce now. I'm what they call a skilled laborer.
Right.
I'm a licensed plumber. I'm called a skilled laborer. And I believe that in God's kingdom, there's skilled laborers, and then there's laborers. But we're all serving the same God, and it's all the same importance for the positions that hold. I don't hold no position. I'm just called to speak God's word. So I'm a laborer among you, and you are laborers among each other. And the problem that we have in 2012 and 2013 coming on shortly is the laborers are not doing their part.
Come on, that's right.
Mm-hmm. We don't encourage each other.
Come on.
We don't stand by each other.
Come on.
Am I telling it like it is?
Come on.
We don't stand and rebuke the devil because our brother is going through troubles.
Come on.
We don't give him no encouraging words along the way.
Trust.
Seems
him.
Like that all we want to do is, oh me, oh me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
The Bible says if you close up your vows of compassion against your brother, how can the love of God dwell in you?
Come on.
It may not be a running hallelujah message, but it's a message.
Come on. Praise the Lord.
We need laborers among us are doing what the labor is supposed to do.
Yeah.
It's not all left up to the pastor. The pastor can only do so much. But the laborer is among the people, walking with everybody, and knows what the feeling and the atmosphere and the attitudes are.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'll tell you, this is powerful as far as I can get it across to you here this morning. The laborer is so important that he put it in the scriptures. And we need that.
Amen.
The company that I worked for, the last company in Knoxville, worked for 15 and a half years, and the boss said, all that ever come before me was those that was experienced, they knew about everything. Mm-hmm. When I was in school, they said, you're a jack of all trades, an accomplisher of none. The teacher told me, he said, be good at one thing, but be able to do a little bit of everything. So that's why I went into the plumbing field. I don't claim to be a heating air man. This is just something I picked up on the side. I'm a plumber by trade. My skill is a plumber. And we as in the body of Christ, we're skilled laborers in God's kingdom.
Amen.
Woo! Amen. Boy, if you could just get a hold of what I...
Come on.
Yes, Lord.
You see, God uses the laborers to encourage the laborers.
Yeah.
The pastor will be the oversight of the church, and he'll stand in the gap. And but he's got the laborers out here to encourage each other, saying, you can do it. And you'll be surprised what just one little touch will do sometime when you're discouraged.
Amen.
Or one simple little phone call will do when somebody's up at their end's wit. And it takes a laborer to know a laborer. I know what the Bible says. He said his sheep know his voice. But we're talking about laborers. The sheep know the sheep. And when the sheep begin to hurt, all of them begin to hurt. So God needs us laborers. Hey, and we beseech you, brother, to know them. To know, to understand, to walk in the step, to do what they do, to understand, to hurt like they hurt.
Come on.
Oh, I'll tell you what. When I get a phone call from somebody and I'm a walking, can I say on AIDS? And I get a phone call saying, Brother Jack, we just wanted to call you and let you know we love you. Man, the AIDS just disappear out there. I'm on another call because I know that somebody somewhere and is listening to God, and God has told them, hey, call them and encourage him. How many times have we needed encouragement along the way?
Amen.
If there ever was a time that we need laborers in the vineyard or in the body of believers, it's now. We need those laborers to come forth and book. Listen, I've said it over and over and over again, and I believe other preachers to verify, we've got giants to sit in the pews and doing nothing. We got warriors are sitting back, afraid to get up and do anything because they're afraid they'll make a mistake. But listen, if you're a laborer, get out of there and start laboring like God's told you to labor. And do what God told you to do. Amen. All you got to do is quit for some kind word to a hurting person's ear and see what'll happen. Tell them about God's word. Tell them that God loves them. Tell them that God cares about them. Tell them that they can make it. Tell them that they're more than just a stepping stone. Tell them that they can be the head and not the tail.
Yes.
That's what laboring is all about.
Yes.
Are we laboring among each other? Majority of the people today says they got into the mess, let them get out of it.
That's true.
Church has the wrong attitude. You're not a very good laborer.
Amen.
You know what? We found out, I told you I've been there 9 years while I worked. And there'd be 70 some men come and go. 70 some laborers. Everybody wants my position. Everybody wants my job.
Right.
But I refuse to give up my job.
Right.
I'm making good money. I'm going to hang on to it. God gave me the job, and I'm going to hang on to it.
Right.
We as laborers need to be the same way. God ordained me into this, and I refuse to let the enemy discourage me. I'm going to do what God's told me to do and stay where God told me to stay until God tells me to leave.
Come on.
Amen.
Just last week, some individual said, you go to the house of God, boy. I said, boy, do I ever. Why? That was the word they said, why? I couldn't believe that a Christian would ask me, why? We're here because our steps are supposed to be ordered by the
Lord.
If the steps are ordered by the Lord, why should we go anywhere else? All we'll do is just have muddy boots. We need to stay on dry ground. to establish and do what God told us to do and be about the Father's business. Because, listen, His coming is soon. We might want to shrug it off. We might not want to think about it, but His coming is real soon. And we need laborers to help each other through the way. We need each other. There was a book out that said, No Man is an Island. I can't remember. I read it years ago. No man is an island. We can't make it by ourselves. We need each other. We need God first, but we need each other to help each other.
Yeah, we do.
We don't need no stuck-up preacher.
That's right. Come on.
We don't need no stuck-up laborers.
That's right.
We need some laborers on our level.
Amen.
They'll come right down where we're at. And admit, finally admit, hey, I'm having a problem. I just cannot do it by myself no more. We don't need some theologian that's come along and got 5 degrees in his back pocket and telling us, hey, you can do this and you can do that. We need somebody with a knee wrap and a knee degree so that they can tell us, hey, I've been alone with God, and God can help us. God can bring us out, and God can do what we want to do. I've got so many notes.
Bless
the
Lord.
Just obey the Lord.
Know them that labor among you. I have never seen a time when other churches beat each other churches up like we do now.
Yes.
You either come to my church or you're not right.
Somebody
when I go from one church to another church, you know what they say? Well, it's all God's will. He's in the wrong. He'll be back. I'm going to try my best to walk where God's told me to walk. We as laborers together, like I said, I hold no position, but I am a laborer in God's kingdom.
Amen.
I want to encourage, I want to be a light,
yes,
so that God could use me in the way that I'm walking. And we are the same way.
Yes.
And we need to encourage each other. Have you called anybody this week? Have you whispered in anybody's ear that God loved them? Have you tapped anybody on the back and just said, hey, you're special when God died?
Amen.
Have you really reached out and tried your best to do something for each other this week? See, we got it made. But now, listen, don't be like me. I went out and bought a 2012 Chevrolet, and we don't work next week. Had to buy a $600 set of cars. Had to buy a refrigerator. Don't be like me. Go in debt. Be a laborer in God's kingdom. Be what God has told you to be. Don't try to be the head when you're not supposed to be the head. Just be a laborer in God's kingdom. I found out that the laborers get just as many blessings as the head of the church does. Woo! Glory! That's not God. God respects the person. God loves us all the same.
Yes, he
does. But listen, church, surely we can help each other along the way.
Amen.
Surely we can pray for each other. Surely we can pray with each other. Surely we can say, hey, I'll be there if you need me.
Yes.
And be ready to do it. Are we sincere about it? Are we sincere about our walk, or are we just playing a game? If the sign is still out there, free gas, then why are we driving on down the road?
That's right. Amen.
If God is free and He don't cost us anything, why are we struggling? Why are we running to the doctor? Why are we paying all our money, everything we earn out the window? Why are we making the doctors richer? Why are we driving and buying new Cadillacs and Lincoln Continental? When God said everything and He had for free.
Amen.
Why can't we just be laborers in God's kingdom and pray for each other? The Bible said that two agree, and we surely to goodness we can labor with somebody to agree that things are going to change around their household.
Amen.
I don't remember anybody calling me and saying, Jack, you need prayer.
Come on.
You need help. They think us preachers.
Come on.
We've got to make it.
That's
right. We have a group. It's different. I'm not coming to conclusion. I'm not a preacher. I'm just a speaker. And let it come. Did you know if you go to a car like my car and you tell them you're a preacher, they won't make you a loan? Huh? You go to buy a house and you tell them you're a preacher, you know what they'll say? What's your other background?
Yeah. What else?
What's your skill you got?
Try being a full-time pastor.
So I'm going to be a speaker.
Motivational speaker.
Motivational speaker. Encourage. We need laborers in God's kingdom.
Yes,
and without them, we're not making. Let me read you some scripture. I got some stuff there. I've got to get this across to you. If there's any way possible, I've got to get this across to you.
Bless you, Jesus.
Do we really know the laborers among us? Or are they wolves in sheep's clothing? If a true laborer is among us, He will encourage us.
Amen.
And tell us what we how we can make it.
Right.
But if he's a wolf, he'll discourage you.
Come on.
He'll downgrade you.
Sure.
He'll destroy you.
Right.
He will not pray for you.
Right.
He will not believe that God's going to move for you.
Right. Amen.
Do we know the laborers that's among us? I've often said it many times. I said the only way to know an individual is to either work with them or live with them.
That's right.
You really find out what an individual is made of when you're married to them. You see, I'm no kin to Linda at all. You're not no kin to her either. You better not be.
No, not
but I heard on the news where this young girl married her daddy by accident. We have got so many of these and that's and just 15 different kids and 15 different parents and 15 different families and all this. Nobody knows who's marrying who anymore. But they found out later that she had married her own father. Do we really know the laborers that's among us? Are we just accepting what they say? We need to get on our knees and pray and say, hey, God, send the right one my way. And then accept what God's ordained and God's established. I'm not just married, don't get me wrong, but 15, 20 kids I am.
Amen.
I'll just with you. I'm not a kid lover. I'm sorry. I mean, I like kids, but we got a little 4-year-old grandson. He drives me at the ball. About 15 minutes, I'm ready to run.
Amen.
I'm ready to pull my hair out. He can ask me more questions in 1 second than I can think of answers in 2 days.
Amen.
He's always, tap on this, tap on that, tap on, can I do this, tap on, can I do this. I get so aggravated, I said, just shut up and leave me alone. And then about a minute later, he'll come back and he'll put his hand over on me and he'll say, you still love me, don't you, Papa? What are you supposed to do in a case like that? But do we know the laborers that dwell among us? What are their duties of a laborer among us? I've heard the pastor say, we are not just saved just to sit on our pews and to do nothing.
That's right. No. Come on.
So then the laborer comes into act there, right?
Come on.
Because we know what each other is going through. We just get bits and pieces of it along the way, but the Spirit will drop into our spirit what's really going on.
Come on. Amen.
And then we find out that the duty of a laborer, number one, is to encourage his fellow worker along the way. We had a man that worked with us, and I thought he was the best. I'll be honest with you. I liked that boy. I wrestled with him and everything else, and he was just like 27 for you. He's about this big. But he hated the kind of work we done. He hated it. And I would wrestle with him, and I'd tell him, I said, if you'll just stay here, I'll help you. We'll make it together. I'll carry you, buddy. I really liked that little boy. But he would not because he didn't like it. And one day went out and I said, I'm going to show you what you could really do. And the potential is there for every one of us. And I worked with him that day. And Brother Mac, I worked myself silly for 10 hours and did heat and air in the whole house. And I just had him a packing, carrying for me. You know what he said on the way into the back of the shop that day? He said, you don't need me. I said, no, you took it off. I said, I'm just going to show you what you could do. I was just going to be an example of what you could do if you used your hand just a little bit. And so that's where the labor comes in, see. We can help each other to make it to the end if we have the right attitude about it. But if we get the wrong attitude about it, say, oh, they know it all. They think you've got it all together. That's no ready to fly away, Jack there. He just got it all together. If we get an attitude like that, there ain't no way we can help each other.
No, come on.
But if we just let God say, hey, boy, he's getting right where I'm at. He's touching on the same area that God is dealing with me. He's got it even God.
Come on.
All we've got to do is just accept it. And then here's another thing, is to know then that labor among you, labor will not broadcast everything about you. A good laborer will not destroy your reputation.
Amen.
Now, if the first thing they do is belittle you or tear you down, you can say right off the bat they're not a good laborer.
Come on, right. Amen.
Am I right, brother?
You're right.
You just don't know Jack Welch. You just don't know him. I've said it many times. If find something wrong with me, we'll make it right. That's how determined I am to make it happen.
Amen.
And we ought to be the same way. Who is the supporters of the duty of a laborer? It should only be one answer. God himself. If it takes the pastor to come and tell you some secrets about your brother so you can go help your brother, then they're all out of biblical order. All the pastor is the oversight of the church, the body of believers. We work among ourselves.
Come on.
If we could get the laborers to working right in the church, there wouldn't be enough room in here to see
them. Come
on.
Amen. Amen. Sheep make sheep.
Am I right?
Amen.
You're talking about encouragement is when you go out and you whisper in the ear of this individual that God can take care of them, God can help them, then a whole family comes in. When I started going to church, there was a family of about 40 got saved. And then I was right in the middle of that bunch. There was a Harps, H-A-R-P-S, down the valley. And they all just come one after another. Why? Because one laborer put the seed out there. And then when one comes, hit it like a fire, shut up in
right.
their bone.
Right.
One right after another, they got a hold of something good. And in the middle of that, I got a hold of it, amen?
Yeah.
And I'm still hanging on to it. A lot of them have done dead and gone and done turned their back on it. But listen, I find out that it's more important now to be a laborer than it ever has been in life.
Yeah.
I don't care if you never remember my name once I leave the church. But you can remember this one thing, that he said we had to be laborers among each other.
Amen.
Are all laborers qualified to be laborers? No. Some laborers can't keep their mouth shut. I've told pastors things in strictest confidence because I needed help. And you know what the title of the message was? The house that Jack built. I mean, come on. It don't take Einstein to figure out what's happening. So we need to make sure that we're qualified. If you can't keep a secret from your brother or your sister, don't talk to them. I don't know how plainly to put it.
Right.
We talk to each other in strictest of confidence most of the time.
Absolutely.
If I wanted to broadcast, I'd put it on the radio.
Come on.
Or I'd put it on the telephone.
Yeah.
Now on computer.
On,
on the gossip page. Everything goes on there that should be gone. And some of them that's on that claim to be laborers, so they're not qualified to be a laborer in God's kingdom.
Right. Amen.
So true.
Is that right, brother? Boy, let's get right down where we live, ain't
we? Come on. Come on.
We're really out there to point that finger at everybody else, but we don't want to help nobody.
Yeah. That's true.
We don't want to do what God's told us to do. You've got a special ministry as a laborer in God's kingdom. And you will be rewarded for what you do among God's people.
Absolutely.
And he will broadcast it from the housetops if he has to get you the credit for it.
Amen.
But if he doesn't broadcast it from the housetop, just maybe you're putting stars in your crown so that you can cast them at Jesus' feet on Judgment Day.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So what we do doesn't have to be broadcasted. What we do needs to be done in brotherly love.
Amen.
I'm talking about sisters too now.
Amen.
Brotherly love. So we can help each other.
Yeah.
When I have a problem, I don't need somebody to go down and tell Sally down the road. I need help.
Yeah.
I don't need them to go to some of the churches and say, you need to pray for this so-and-so in our church. I need help. That's why I come to you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's why our churches are not full. I had a real problem coming to church because everything that I seen going on out in the world was going on in the church.
Yeah.
Listen, before I ever met Linda, I'd sit on the porch of my, where I rented for $3 a month. My electric bill was $1 or something other. Good old days. And my hair was plumb down to my belt, and my beard was way down here, and I was smoking dope, and nobody ever stopped. But I found out that the school teachers were doing worse than what I was doing. I didn't try to hide it. But they go to school, Sunday school, and teach and wear their fancy clothes and everything, and I find them on the riverbank doing things that shouldn't be done. You see, we don't need laborers like that. We need laborers that are above reproach.
That's right.
That could stand before the throne of God and say, I've done everything I know to do, Lord.
Come on.
We don't need double-minded people. We need some people that's established for a change. Christ won't let me preach no more. They must be born again. Laborers of. Not just with their name on the church book. Not just name with credentials in their pockets. I know men that's ordained that's never admitted that they've been born again. I know men that's, like I said, got all kinds of credentials. But they will not stand in your face and tell you I've been born again. They must be doing the right thing. And if you're not done, Paul said to let everything be done for the edification of the body. That's one real way to tell if they're a true laborer or not. If it's destroying the work in the body, it's wrong. If it's lifting up the work of the body, it's all right. Unless we work together, church, we're not going to get it done. Unless we start pulling together, we're not going to do it. God is looking for God's people to get it together. To start witnessing to the lost and going out there knocking on doors and telling them, hey, if you need me, just call me.
Amen.
Listen, that new car I bought is not going to drive me into heaven.
No.
Sister Lisa, me and you got payment for a while. But, you might pay cash for yours, though. But that's not going to get us to heaven. What's going to get us to heaven is the works that we're doing in the background.
Come on.
If we'll do them right, we'll be blessed.
Amen.
What did he say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Right.
Then everything else.
Right.
That's
come
that
on.
2012 Chevrolet Malibu. Hallelujah.
Brother Jack. Yes.
We have not because we ask not.
Come on.
I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And if God wants me to do more, I'm ready to go. But I want to make sure that I'm going to do it in his will. Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed?
Amen.
If we cannot be agreed, we'll never walk together.
Come on.
So we've got to agree, hey, I don't care what they say about my pastor, he's my pastor. I expect him to get all kind of ridicule. I expect him to get talked about. Beware of them that's well spoken of. For the Bible says, boy, he's a good man.
Yes, he is.
I don't care what they say about individuals in the church. I attend this church.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed of it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Come on. Amen. Come on.
Like. We need that kind of dedication. Not saying it's because it's me, but we need that.
Yes, that's right.
We as laborers.
Yes, we do.
Church,
yep.
Listen. We got some real special people. And he's wanting us to line up with his word.
Amen.
Our kids in school are having all this time ever was. They tell me they got to have guards in the schools now.
Oh, yeah.
Policemen.
Oh, yeah.
Biggest thing we ever had in the school was maybe a Budweiser and a bloody nose.
Everybody's
carrying guns. Now, preachers are carrying guns. I heard the other day this preacher pulled a gun on me. So, you know, other I took mine out of my pockets. I don't care. We need to depend upon him.
Amen.
If God can't fight our battles, why are we serving him?
That's right.
If God can't do what he said he's going to do, why are we serving him?
Amen.
Why can't we draw close to him and let everything else go?
That's right.
Why can't we do that? Can you say it with me? I am a laborer in God's kingdom.
I am a laborer in God's kingdom.
Let me run through about 8 questions. I jotted these down all along. I just, me and Jack. Page 2. Are they self-centered? Somebody shaking their head, yeah. Are we self-centered?
Yes, well, yeah.
Drawing attention to themselves all the time instead of it to God.
That's true.
Most laborers are that way. Boy, you ought to come and hear me sing. I have never told somebody to come hear me preach. I have never told nobody. able to even stand church.
Mm-hmm.
Would it not? This self-centered stuff gets us in all kind of trouble. On the job, you know what I say? On the, my shirt, it's got his name and his company. I said, but there's the man you need to talk to. Mm-hmm. Not me. My name's over here. Talk to the man. Talk to the man.
Amen.
Talk to the man.
That's right.
You got a problem with your brother, a good laborer will talk to Jesus about it. Yes. But we'll talk to the neighbors.
Amen.
Self-centeredness keeps you from progress, according to Proverbs 26 and 12. Self-centeredness will, if you stand, stay as you would be well. You'll not receive from God. It brings strife, according to Proverbs 13:10. Only pride cometh contention. We are so self-centered in this time that we live in that we're hoarding up everything that we can get. Check here with me.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I'm guilty just like anybody else. I've got a 3-car carport. Behind it, I've got a garage. Behind it, I've got a garage. That was enough. Me and my grandson went out behind it. We built us a bunkhouse, 24 by 24 bunkhouse. And 2 weeks ago, I went out behind it and I built it nothing. You see, I'm not like the man that had all the stuff come in, his land really grow, and he tore them down. I just kept building. Then his mom, before she went in there, told him, she said, Jack, you'll have something built all the way to the wood line. You keep it up 300 feet back up. I'm working on it. That's all we've got our mind on.
Come on.
Am I right or
not?
On the material things. We've not got our mind on anything else. I need to just put something else in. So when that gets full, we need to put something else in. I'm not a hoarder, I'm just a getter-upper. But I keep everything inside, nothing's in the yard. Thank God for that, Linda says. Is everything done for the betterment of the church body? Is the laborer working toward the development of the body? Or is the laborer working to tear it down? We've got some folks that's left here that's working to tear it down every day. I said, if you can't say something good about my church, stay away from it.
That's right.
Now, I didn't mean it to be. We have to be blunt sometimes.
Yes, we do.
Ephesians 4 and 12 says, let everything be done for edification. Is it all about certain ones or certain things?
Oh, my God.
Brother Blake, back here, while we're hitting that, I mean, driving that nail in deep. We cannot have no big eyes and little U's. We're all together.
Amen.
We're all one. And we're all going to the same place. James 2 and 9 said, if you have respect to a person, you commit a sin.
Amen.
And we've got a lot of sinners running around in the disguise of Christianity.
Same gas in a Pinto as you do a Cadillac.
Amen. Yeah. Same gas in a Pinto as you do a Cadillac. Right. Is what the laborers are doing all in God's will? If it's not helping your brother or edifying your brother, you definitely know it's not. Who will be the beneficiary of what's said or done? If the laborer gets all the glory, gets all the beneficiary, why is he saying it? It's supposed to be the one that is a helping.
Amen?
They said, Brother Welch, you ought to be taking up offerings for when you go to pray or speak. I said, no, I don't need no offering. Who is really calling the shots? Is it God or is it you?
Better be God.
You're getting quiet on me.
Better be God.
Have I got you mad? I'll go up the back door for you. I believe that everything's okay. When it's not okay, you're lying. So be careful. You know, I've called a lot of people liars in the church, Brother West, when I preach or speak. They said, well, we love it. It was good. Then don't never show up no more. They told me, they said, when the pastor of the first church, they said, if you ever pastor another church, we will come to you. When I pastored the other church, they didn't come. Bunch of liars. They shouldn't have said that. I wasn't looking for them, but they shouldn't have said it. And when I pastored the third church, they didn't come. When I pastored the other churches in Florida, of course, I didn't expect them to come down there. That's what the law was called on me. shut him out. If you don't like what's going on, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. Right.
Don't say anything about it. Be a good laborer. One more question. Is the Bible really the guide for what I'm doing? Amen?
Amen.
We're talking about laborers in God's kingdom. If the Bible is not the guide, and you can't back it up in those 66 books of the Bible, you need to stay away from it. It's nothing about you. It's nothing about grandma or grandpa. It's all about Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Everything is about Him. And He said, if He be lifted up, He draw men unto Him. And the only way He's going to be lifted up is for us to unite together. Psalm 133 says how beautiful it is for brethren to unite together in unity.
Amen.
Why can't we get it together like that? God's not saying, tell us to do something that we can't do. He just is telling us to do what He told us to do.
Yes. Amen.
Would you stand with me? Some of you all didn't like this. Some of you all did. Ones that didn't like it, pray for me. Ones that do like it, pray for me.
Amen.
God is good. Pray for a pastor. And come back to church tonight, okay, expecting God to do something, okay? And whisper something to somebody's ear this week if I don't see. And tell them that God loves them. God cares about them. You don't have to be a speaker like me. I got right that time.